Hi, I'm Kathy Miller, Professor of Medicine at the Indiana University School of Medicine in Indianapolis. Welcome to Medscape Oncology Insights, coming to you from the 2015 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. Before I introduce my very special guest, I'd like to talk a little bit about the history of this meeting. The San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium started in 1977 as a one-day regional conference. All of the fellows in the division of UT San Antonio were recruited to present case conferences at the lunch, and they primarily discussed hormone therapy. From those very humble beginnings, it has grown to a five-day international conference. In 2007, the American Association for Cancer Research began a collaboration with the San Antonio group, bringing to the table its very strong reputation for translational research. To give us some insights on the key translational and clinical findings from studies at this year's meeting, I'm pleased to welcome AACR past president, Dr. Carlos Arteaga. Dr. Arteaga is chair in breast cancer research and professor of medicine and cancer biology at the Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome, Carlos.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Tell me, do you remember your first San Antonio meeting? I know you aren't quite old enough to have been there in 1977.
No, it was 1987. And it was about, I would guess to say, 250 people at some Marriott hotel and the Riverwalk.
So how have you seen the meeting grow just since AACR joined this unique partnership?
And the meeting has stayed at about the same level of attendance. But what we have seen with the AACR is that we have added two awards, for example, an AACR Distinguished Lectureship, a second AACR award from an investigator, outstanding investigator under 50. We have added some educational symposia. We have added some basic science symposia. And also we have increased the number of travel awards for young investigators that will be the ones carrying the torch of breast cancer research in the years to come. Remember, all of us will have at some point to exit the field, and we need new blood to come in. Also, the AACR handles the all the press activities of the meeting. We have also expanded the number of reviewers of the abstract. So I think that those things have been, the AACR has brought to the meeting, and my general sense is that people are very happy with this partnership.
So it's been an incredibly successful partnership, and I have to say I have noticed those focus on translational science and better incorporation and integration of basic science in the meeting since that AAC partnership began.
Yeah, but in all honesty, though, I trained with Bill McGuire and also with Ken Osborne, there was always a translational flavor on this meeting. Mm-hmm. And I would like to believe that the AACR has expanded that and increased it. But it was translational already.
So let's talk about this year's meeting. What are some of the highlights as you've been at the sessions and in the early poster sessions?
There are many, but let me start by those that are translational, perhaps, since I'm representing the AACR here with you. I can point to reports where liquid biopsies, that is, measurement of mutations, cancer mutations in plasma, have been able to identify, again, cancer phenotypes or identify tumors that respond or not to a particular treatment. There was a wonderful presentation yesterday by Sarat Chandralapati from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, where he reported the finding of estrogen receptor mutations in a significant fraction of patients with ER-positive metastatic breast cancer that had been treated with aromatase inhibitors. These mutations are not detected in the primary tumor or at the time of diagnosis. They occur as a function of the treatment pressure on that metastatic disease. The tumor that tries to evolve acquires mutations that do not depend on estrogen, therefore they do not respond to aromatase inhibitors. And we know from the laboratory these mutations can endow the receptor with ligand-independent transcriptional activity. They are a marker of drug resistance, mm-hmm. of anti-estrogen resistance. And so I think the nice thing about it is that we need not to do an invasive biopsy to detect them. And with this information, these patients are currently being able to enroll in clinical trials with better ER degraders, anti-ER drugs, that may act on these mutant forms of the receptor.
It's an excellent example of translational research.
Absolutely.
Where the technology to get sequencing, find DNA in places where we did not expect to find it, do the sequencing, find a mutation, could both help you understand resistance, but also point to therapies that might get around that resistance.
That's one big change we've seen, is that in the old days, we tended to focus a lot in findings in yeast, in mice, in cell lines, to then go to the bedside. One of the big changes we've seen is that now, in many cases, because of the power of molecular biology, we can start from the bedside, from the clinical observation, and then go back and work those alterations at the bench, understand what they mean, and on that basis generate drugs or interventions that can then be tested at the bedside. So to me, that has been a big conceptual change of the last 20 years.
It's also an interesting link to history, because so much of Bill McGuire's work was on estrogen and hormone
Correct.
Signaling.
Absolutely.
So it is almost a flashback to those days with such a powerful study identifying these ER mutations.
Yeah.
He's probably out on a fishing boat somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
There was also a big shift in talking about immune therapy and immune checkpoint inhibitors,
Correct.
The role of the immune system in breast cancer. Is that something that you think we're going to continue to see expand at this meeting? It really means bringing in a whole new group of scientists and bringing immunologists to the fold.
Absolutely. So I think in this immune therapy field, I agree, we are moving strong into this area. I think we're learning from other areas like melanoma, renal cell, lung cancer, where these therapies appear to have a higher impact. I think the challenge we have in breast cancer is to identify those tumors that are particularly sensitive to these immune checkpoint inhibitors. And yesterday we had at least 4 presentations that looked at immune signatures, tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes, stromal signatures that may point to phenotypes, to tumor types, to subgroups that may benefit from these therapies. So I don't think I have seen anything transformative in breast cancer with immune therapies. But I know that there are many drugs out there, and the next few years we're going to learn how to use them as single therapies and also in combination. I think that for the rational development of these drugs and for the combination of these therapies with targeted therapies, I think there is a need, as you implied, to bring not only immunotherapies but cancer immunologists, because a lot of us in the translational field do not have that immunology, that know-how, that may point to new mechanisms of action, to combinations we should use. So I think this is something, you have mentioned something that I would say is a big need in the field in breast cancer.
So with the strength of AACR, I think we'll be able to do that pretty easily.
I would hope so.
One of the other things that has always been unique and special about the San Antonio meeting, at least since the time I've been attending, has been the involvement of patients and patient advocates in the meeting as full partners. How do you see that as important in shaping our work?
I think it's very important. I think I still remember the first time that I was in a study section reviewing grants for a granting agency, and next to me there was a breast cancer advocate who in fact was a woman with metastatic breast cancer. And initially I just didn't get it. But the next day when I came to breakfast, I saw that she was talking to a lot of PhD scientists at the breakfast table. And they were all just fascinated as she was telling her cancer history, telling them her cancer history. And then I realized that this is important to have them at the table, because they help us identify the relevance of what we do. They bring a human perspective that we may be missing if we're just focused in studies at the bench. So I think it's a big thing. It's one of the big changes that we've seen in the last 20 years. When the San Antonio meeting started, that constituency was not part of the meeting. That was a very strong one and a very important one.
And they certainly are full participants and frequently have very eloquent, very pointed questions about some of the work that we do.
We learn from them, and we should.
It's been fascinating talking with you, Carlos, and thank you so much for updating us about the meeting and this unique partnership between AACR and the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium.
Thanks to you.
And thank you to our listeners for joining us. This is Dr. Kathy Miller from the 2015 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium.